Hey, babe. You're still working? I thought we were going to cuddle and watch TV tonight. Baby, I think you've done enough work for tonight. Spend the rest of the evening with me. You've been glued to your laptop screen all day. You should really take a break. We were working all evening yesterday, too. I was so lonely in our bed all by myself, with nobody to cuddle. You're not going to abandon me again, are you? Look, I know you've been stressed. You have a lot on your plate. All of your deadlines are coming up. But you'll get it all done. I know you will. You don't need to finish all of your work right now, you know. You've done enough for today. You have some time for snuggling, I promise. Well, I'll just have to lie here in bed and pout. Until you give in. Come on, I know you want to join me. It's so comfy and warm under these covers, and that chair looks so uncomfortable in comparison. Don't you want to lie down and relax? Just give in to the temptation, baby. Can't resist your need for snuggles forever. I know that cuddling is your weakness. Try to resist me all you want. It's not gonna work. Come on, at least give me one little hug. Well, I'll just have to hug you from behind, whether you like it or not. There we go. How's this for a little encouragement? Don't you feel so nice and cozy in my arms wrapped around your waist? Don't you just want to curl up in bed with me for the rest of the night? Oh, come on, baby. You know you want to close that laptop and climb into bed with me. Maybe some gentle kisses on the back of your neck will convince you? Oh, sorry. Am I distracting you? Does it tickle a little bit? I won't stop smooching you until you come into bed with me. There we go. That got a little smile out of you. What do you say? Will you join me in bed? Come on, please. I need a cute boy to cuddle with. You wouldn't want me to go to bed all alone, would you? Yes, I am guilt tripping you. Is it working? Maybe. Hey, that's progress. But I guess that means you'll still need a little more encouragement. Well, I have another trick up my sleeve. Oh, poor baby. What are you gonna do now? I'm sitting in your lap, so you're trapped now. Yes, I know I'm in your way. That's the whole point, silly. Come on, just wrap your arms around me. You owe me that after all those neck kisses I gave you. That's it. Give in to me. Your word can wait. I promise you, spending this evening with me isn't going to make you miss your deadlines. You can just get right back to work tomorrow, okay? Just please take the rest of the evening off. For me? Yeah? You're ready to get to bed with me now? I knew I could convince you. Save all your work, close your laptop, and forget all about it for the rest of the night. Okay, I'll get off, you know. All right, come lie down. How about a massage, then some cuddles? I think that's the perfect distressor for you. Deal? Great. You're so tense. I'll start by rubbing your chest and your tummy. Just relax. Take some deep breaths. Let go of all your tension. Does my hand feel nice and relaxing? I'm so proud of you, you know. You're such a hard worker. Maybe a little too hard. You overwork yourself. I hate seeing you so stressed out. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to feel stressed. It's perfectly normal, and it shows that you care about your work, which is amazing. But it can get to a point where it's too much for you. You need to take care of yourself as well. It may not feel like it, but self-care is productive in its own way. It's not wasting time. Resting and relaxing actually helps you do better work in the long run. So please, don't feel like taking time for yourself is unproductive. You deserve rest, baby. You deserve this. And I know it can be hard to make time for self-care, but at least you have me to take care of you. Whenever you need hugs, cuddles, and kisses, I'm your girl. Speaking of which, let me just shower you with some more kisses. On your forehead, on your cheeks, the tip of your nose, and of course, your lovable, kissable lips. There's no such thing as too many smooches. Especially for a boy as cute as you. You deserve all of the smooches. How's your chest feeling? No. A lot less tense? Good. Do you want a back rub too, baby? Okay, just flip over onto your stomach for me. Take your shirt off if you'd like. I'll give you a really nice massage. All right, I'll start by firmly squeezing your shoulders. I hope my hands aren't too cold. It's been pretty chilly in here.
I'll rub your shoulder blades with my thumbs, working all of that tension out. Feels good, doesn't it? Now I'll work my way down your back, making sure I massage each and every muscle. Does this feel nice? I feel so much tightness in your back muscles. You must have really needed this. You have such a sexy back, you know. Yeah, you do. I think the back is such an underrated body part. A nice shoulders and a nice back can be just as hot as a sexy chest. Now, I'll just run my fingers along your spine, gently applying pressure to release all of that tension. And just going up and down your back, working out all of the muscle knots and points of tension. Here, I'll throw in some neck kisses too while I'm at it. I bet you're feeling so much more relaxed now. A back massage, kisses. Lucky baby, you're getting the VIP treatment. Well, you deserve it because you're my VIP. Or should I say, you're my VGB, my very good boy. Don't worry, sweetie. You don't have to laugh at my silly jokes. You are my good boy, though. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I am. I love you so much. I appreciate everything you do. You're amazing, and I hope you feel proud of yourself, too. Well, I rub your chest, your tummy, shoulders, and your back. What could be in store for you next? There might just be something else that could use some rubbing. I think you know what I'm talking about. So, how about you take your pants off so I can give you a little massage down there? Would you like that, baby? Good boy. Get naked for me. I'll take my clothes off, too. Okay, sexy. You are going to love this. I'm going to give you a cuddle job. You know, like a cuddle and a hand job at the same time. I'll show you. Lie on your side. I'm going to be the big spoon. I'll wrap my one arm around you and use the other one to stroke your dick. Isn't this so nice and intimate? Now, just relax. I'll start by getting you hard. You like my gentle teasing touches? Of course you do. You're getting hard already. Just one touch and you're already growing. You're so cute. Oh, yes you are. Don't talk back to me. You are cute. The absolute cutest. You might act bashful, but deep down, I know you love it when I tell you how adorable you are. And guess what? You're extra cute when you get all shy and flustered. Okay, I'm going to start slowly stroking you up and down. Not too fast. I just really want you to savor all the pleasure that I'm about to give you. Baby, I didn't say you could thrust into my hand. We wouldn't want this to be over too quickly. I really want to build up a huge release to get rid of all of that tension. So just hold still and let me do all the work. Okay, baby? Good boy. You need some more kisses too, don't you, baby? Lucky for you, this position provides perfect access to your beautiful neck and shoulders. My good boy, I love you so much. Just relax and let me relieve all of your tension. Just melt into my arms. Don't focus on anything except for the pleasure. I can feel your breath getting more tense. That's so hot. And are those soft moans I hear? Don't hold back, baby. Keep moaning for me. That's right, let it all out. Keep moaning, let the pleasure overtake you. God, you're such a good boy. You're so sexy. I am so proud of you. I just want to make you feel so good. Okay, baby. Come whenever you want now. Just let go of all of that stress. That's it, good boy. Such a good boy. Keep moaning for me, baby. Come for me. You came all over my hand. Yes, baby. You did come all over my hand. Let me just have a taste. You taste so good, sweetie. You did so amazing. I hope that helped you release some tension. Are you feeling more relaxed? I'm so glad. You're such a good boy. Okay, babe, as much as I adore laying here and cuddling you, I better get up and clean my hand. Good thing we always keep a towel by the bed. I'll be back in just a minute. Aw, look at you now, just begging me to come back into bed with you. Oh, how the tables have turned. Just a little while ago, I could barely get you to budge out of your chair. Now you can't even handle 1 minute without my arms wrapped around you. That's the cute, needy boy I know and love. All right, baby. Where were we? Will I stay the big spoon, or do you want to switch? You want to keep being the little spoon tonight? I was hoping you'd say that. There's nothing I want to do more than to hold you in my arms for the rest of the night. You deserve it. After such a rough and stressful day. Come here, baby. Melt back into my arms. That's it. Just relax. Let go of all of your worries. I love you. My amazing, hardworking boy. Thank you for everything you do. You are so appreciated. If you ever find yourself drifting off to sleep, feel free to just fall asleep in my arms. You deserve the most amazing, restful sleep tonight. That's right, my good boy. Just let everything else dissolve away. It's just you and me right now. Nothing else matters. I'm here for you, baby. I've got you. You're safe. You are loved. And most of all, you are appreciated. Never, ever forget that, darling.